Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Passengers on the marine vessel Columbia can now stay connected to friends and family as the Wi-Fi pilot project aboard the ship has been successfully launched. The implementation marks a significant step in modernizing the Alaska Marine Highway System. During its recent voyage between Bellingham, Washington and Southeast Alaska, the Columbia became the first AMHS vessel to provide free Wi-Fi access ship-wide, including the Solarium, lounges, staterooms, and bar, as well as crew quarters and dining areas. Over 450 users connected during the first week in service, demonstrating high demand for onboard connectivity. The project also supports AMHS's broader vision to enhance passenger experience and attract more travelers to the system. Future phases will expand Wi-Fi access across the fleet, starting with the marine vessel Aurora and LeConte, utilizing recently secured federal funding. The implementation required overcoming technical and logistical challenges. AMHS collaborated with a cross-functional team of marine engineers, information technology specialists, and project managers alongside contractors and other state employees. The advent of low-Earth orbit satellite technology such as Starlink solved long-standing issues with traditional satellite connectivity in Alaska's mountainous Inside Passage. The team's detailed planning and execution ensured robust coverage for passengers and crew alike. The former GM of an Anchorage business has been charged with wire fraud and tax evasion. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with a story.
A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment last week, charging an Alabama man with wire fraud and tax evasion after he allegedly defrauded a local Anchorage business while serving as their general manager. According to court documents, in 2008, 56-year-old James Wollers of Deetsville, Alabama, was hired as the human resource manager by GBR Equipment and Oilfield Services, an Anchorage-based business that provides oilfield services on the North Slope and elsewhere. In 2009, Wollers became their general manager, overseeing vendor interface, employee hiring, payroll, and accounting. Part of his responsibilities included coordinating wire transfers from GBR's bank account to outside accounts. In 2019, an audit was completed on the company's finances and bank records after employees determined the company was earning sufficient revenue but was unable to pay vendors and employees. The audit revealed that from at least 2013 to 2019, Wollers allegedly executed wire transfers from the GBR account that did not benefit the company and allegedly used GBR's corporate credit cards for personal expenses, like paying personal credit card bills. In late 2015, Wollers announced GBR employee pay cuts of 5-15%. Wollers allegedly used over $43,000 of GBR's funds to pay for airfare and other expenses related to a personal trip to China. Wollers was terminated by GBR in August of 2019, and the company sent the defendant a demand letter stating he owed GBR $1.5 million. Wollers is charged with one count of wire fraud and three counts of tax evasion. The defendant is scheduled for his initial court appearance on January 10th, before U.S. Magistrate Judge Matthew M. Scobel of the U.S. District Court for the District of Alaska. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison. The FBI Anchorage Field Office and the IRS Criminal Investigation Seattle Field Office are investigating the case. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Andy Kreiner, the owner of Kreiner's Diner in Anchorage, passed away on December 21st, according to his family. They said in a Facebook post that Kreiner died of a heart attack. He was 64 years old. For more than a decade, Kreiner's Diner offered free meals on Thanksgiving Day. Donations raised from the event went to one of Kreiner's favorite charities, Children's Lunchbox, a program run by Beans Cafe. Although he was the longtime owner of Kreiner's Diner on the corner of Fireweed and Sea in Anchorage, those on the peninsula are especially fond of their memories of Andy as a restaurateur on the peninsula. KSRM Sound Off host Dwayne Bannock.
A lot of people don't remember that Andy Kreiner actually got his start here, working in his mom's restaurant, Sourdough Sal's. He branched out, had his own restaurants, Buckets. Do you remember Bull Feathers? That's where Andy got his small town start in big town restaurant business.
Kreiner was at the center of controversy in 2020 when he chose to defy a pandemic emergency order issued by then Mayor Ethan Berkowitz.
It was Kreiner's Diner and Andy Kreiner standing up in Anchorage, Alaska. That made him a folk hero with so many people.
A Facebook post from Kreiner's Diner said, "We share our sincerest condolences with every single one of you that felt like you were Andy's best friend, because that's exactly how you made him feel." For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.